Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. As a young man coming up in the world, there were a bounty of things that didn't occupy space in my field of view, that I never considered as overly important, that now, as an adult with some vintage, regard with more understanding and humility. Like mattresses. I never gave mattresses a second thought in my youth unless I had to change the sheets or turn them over in the spring. I barely noticed the constant advertising for mattress stores on all media formats or even the preponderance of those businesses and shopping centers. Dad didn't sit me down and have the mattress talk in my transformation into a young man. They were simply not on my radar. As a grown man, though, the necessity of a good mattress is one of those messages pummeling us on an almost daily basis. I'm still not certain the product deserves the kind of campaign blitzes they receive, but I am far more acquainted with the pleasures of a quality mattress. One of the joys of the aging process is accumulating new and exciting maladies with each passing year. Moles that have never budged your entire life are now growing in width and length. Ligaments tear at will. The body develops conditions from thin air that require medication. But as much as anything else, old muscles ache and bones settle. That's where a good mattress comes in. In my youth, I never concerned myself with how I slept. My knee could be wrapped around my torso all night, and I could spring from the bed in the morning limber and refreshed. It wasn't until adulthood that I explained to someone that my arm hurt because I slept on it wrong. I didn't know I could make mistakes in my sleep until that time. Before my 30s, I could get a good night's sleep in the lotus position. It simply didn't matter. The dawning discovery that a certain kind of mattress was going to hold the key to an ever-increasing percentage of my personal happiness has been sobering indeed. As for that perfect mattress, my wife and I prefer the form-fitting kind, the ones that mold to your body with every move. Some folks prefer a concrete slab over anything soft. Others like to be practically enveloped by feathers as though incubating under a goose. On a related note, travel becomes a notch more stressful with advancing age. Wherever you go, the question is, how's the bed? The very first thing Anna and I do when arriving in a hotel room is check the bed. What's the firmness, the softness? Can you chop vegetables on it, or do you disappear into it? Recently, we stayed at an Airbnb, and upon inspecting the bed, Anna closed her eyes in bliss and exclaimed, "It's a visco." For the uninitiated, visco is also known as memory foam, a foam originally created by NASA that adheres to the contours of your shape, no matter the shape. The entire vacation can hang in the balance because how well you sleep is a difference maker as you mature. The mattress decision. Don't take it lightly. Even though it's not one of those things you hear about that often in your youth, it will rear its head. And some people like having their heads reared by a good pillow. Have you thought much about what kind of pillow you like? Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.